The United States presidential election of 1896 was one of the most consequential in American history, representing a pivotal moment of political, economic, and social transformation. It pitted William McKinley, the Republican candidate, against William Jennings Bryan, the Democratic and populist nominee. Both men stood as symbols of two sharply contrasting visions for the nation at a time of economic uncertainty and profound division. This election was not only a decisive victory for McKinley, but also a landslide in the way it realigned the nation's political landscape for decades to come. William McKinley, a former governor of Ohio and Civil War veteran, emerged as the Republican Party's standard-bearer, supported by the influential party boss Mark Hanna. McKinley's campaign was built around a platform of economic stability, protectionism, and the gold standard. He represented the interests of industrialists, financiers, and the growing middle class, particularly in the Northeast and Midwest. His message was one of prosperity through high tariffs and sound money, appealing to voters who were weary of the economic turmoil caused by the Panic of 1893, which had led to widespread unemployment and business failures. On the other side stood William Jennings Bryan, a charismatic and fiery orator from Nebraska. Bryan, only 36 years old, galvanized the Democratic Party with his impassioned defense of free silver during his famous Cross of Gold speech at the Democratic National Convention. This speech, which condemned the gold standard as a tool of oppression by the wealthy, captured the imagination of farmers, laborers, and small-town Americans who felt left behind by industrialization and economic centralization. Bryan also secured the nomination of the Populist Party, which had been advocating for agrarian reform and economic policies favorable to rural Americans. His candidacy embodied the frustration of those who believed the government was failing to address their plight. The electorate in 1896 was deeply divided along regional, economic, and cultural lines. McKinley found his strongest support among urban voters, industrial workers, and middle-class professionals who embraced his pro-business policies. The Republican Party's base in the industrialized North and Midwest remained solid, as these regions benefited most from protective tariffs and economic growth. Conversely, Bryan drew his support from the South and the West, regions dominated by agriculture and hard hit by declining crop prices and debt. The cultural divide between urban and rural America was stark, with cities representing modernity and progress, while rural areas clung to traditional values and a deep suspicion of centralized power. The state of the nation at the time of the election was marked by economic instability and social tension. The Panic of 1893 had cast a long shadow over the country, leaving millions unemployed and shaking confidence in the nation's financial institutions. Issues of monetary policy dominated the political debate, with the gold standard and free silver becoming symbols of larger ideological battles over economic fairness and the role of government. Labor unrest, such as the Pullman strike of 1894, underscored the growing tensions between workers and industrialists. Meanwhile, the rapid urbanization and industrialization of the Gilded Age created stark contrasts in wealth and opportunity, further fueling resentment among those who felt left behind. The election of 1896 can be considered a landslide in several important ways. Although McKinley's popular vote margin was not overwhelming, he secured 51% to Bryan's 47%. His victory in the Electoral College was decisive. McKinley captured 271 electoral votes to Bryan's 176, winning almost all of the industrial North and Midwest, as well as key swing states like Ohio and Illinois. Bryan, by contrast, was largely confined to the South and the silver-producing states of the West. This geographic split underscored the extent to which McKinley's appeal transcended traditional Republican strongholds, giving the party a mandate that reshaped national politics. The election also signaled the beginning of a new political era. McKinley's triumph marked the consolidation of a Republican-dominated political alignment that would last until the New Deal era of the 1930s. The Republican Party became the party of business, urban growth, and national power, while the Democrats, under Bryan's leadership, came to represent a coalition of rural interests and progressive reformers. This realignment was not just a temporary shift, but a fundamental redefinition of the two parties' identities and priorities. The campaign itself was a study in contrasts, reflecting the broader cultural and economic divides of the time. McKinley ran a highly organized and well-funded campaign, with Mark Hanna orchestrating a strategy that leveraged the power of modern advertising and mass communication. The Republican campaign blanketed the country with pamphlets, posters, and speeches, emphasizing themes of prosperity and stability. McKinley's front porch campaign, where he delivered speeches from his home in Canton, Ohio, created an image of measured leadership. In contrast, Bryan crisscrossed the country, traveling thousands of miles and delivering hundreds of speeches in a whirlwind campaign that brought him directly to the voters. His energy and passion drew large crowds, but his message of free silver ultimately failed to resonate with enough voters outside his core constituencies. In retrospect, the election of 1896 was not merely a contest between two men or two parties. It was a referendum on the future of America. McKinley's victory affirmed the dominance of industrial capitalism and a centralized economic system, while Bryan's defeat symbolized the waning influence of agrarian populism. The election set the stage for the United States to emerge as a global industrial power in the 20th century, with policies favoring business interests and international trade. The landslide nature of McKinley's victory is perhaps best understood in the context of its long-term implications. While the popular vote margin was relatively narrow, the electoral outcome and the political realignment it heralded were profound. McKinley's presidency ushered in a period of Republican dominance that defined the nation's political and economic trajectory for nearly four decades. The election also demonstrated the power of organized campaigning and the importance of appealing to a broad coalition of voters, lessons that would shape American politics in the years to come. The 1896 election was, in many ways, a microcosm of the tensions and transformations that defined the Gilded Age. It highlighted the struggles of a nation grappling with rapid change, as industrialization and urbanization reshaped the economic and social fabric. It underscored the deep divisions between urban and rural America, rich and poor, and traditional and modern values. And it revealed the enduring power of democratic institutions to channel these tensions into a peaceful, albeit contested, resolution. For all these reasons, the election of 1896 remains a landmark moment in American history, a landslide not just in its immediate outcome, but in its lasting impact on the nation's identity and direction.